Those are two separate shows, Wendy.
I know.
Those are two completely different entities.
Hey, thanks to Ben Cortez, who worked the sound for those lovely ladies.
Yep.
They just took a little jaunt past Abe Lincoln out in the courtyard here.
The big statue of Abe Lincoln. Not the actual Abe Lincoln, of
right.
course, but the statue.
All right, I don't know. Oh, okay. We have somebody we can talk to right now. Something interesting in the news. Remember Colin Kaepernick?
The 49ers quarterback who would refuse to stand or acknowledge the national anthem.
That might be changing. And on the line with us right now, ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and according to sources who are talking to our partners over at ESPN, they say that he now says that he is going to stand during the national anthem. But this may be a bit of a sales pitch for a team to pick him up because he is opting out of his contract with the 49ers and becoming a free agent next week. He'll officially be a free agent, so he's looking for a team. But he says that he achieved what he wanted to achieve, that he thinks continuing to do it will detract from the positive change that has been created. Remember, this was all about social inequality and police violence against the African-American community that he claimed was going on. And now he says that a lot of people are talking about it. There was a lot of focus on it. He doesn't feel that he needs to take a knee or to sit during the anthem anymore.
If I remember right, he may have been the first one, Alex, but he wasn't the only player in professional sports to do this. Other people followed, correct?
They definitely did. In the NFL, in the NBA, in high school sports, a lot of high school kids started doing it because of the message that they wanted to get across, maybe also because they saw their idols doing it as well. But there were quite a few folks who took part in this, and that, according to sources, that is part of why he has decided that he can go back to standing during the anthem, that he feels like that the message is being carried on by other people at this point, and that he doesn't need to do it anymore, and he doesn't want the talk to be about that. There was a lot more that he did other than just deciding not to stand during the anthem. He donated a whole lot of money over 10 months, $100,000 spread out over a bunch of different charitable organizations. His foundation gave $1 million to community organizations. There were all kinds of things that he and his foundation were doing. In fact, he got a big award, the biggest award that the 49ers have. He got it last year, despite all of the controversy, for everything that he had been doing in the community. And he says he feels like he has done well.
All right, because I was going to ask you who he was getting the message out, but what has changed? He single-handedly is trying to make these changes. And it's interesting that being a free agent, because I always wondered why the 49ers weren't kind of saying, hey, dude, you're representing us, and we don't think that's cool. But now a new team might be getting him, so now it's interesting you say that's why he might be saying, I'm done with this, I'm going to stand.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know. He says it's for the social aspect of it, but it's coming at the same time that he's becoming a free agent right now. There's no way to really know.
Right.
And maybe it has nothing to do with becoming a free agent at the same time. The Niners seem to be behind him. They matched a $1 million contribution for all of the money that he was giving. They gave him that award last year. They backed him up through all of this, even though in that first game we were there covering it, and he became the backup quarterback very quickly. But they said that was completely because of, and then he became the primary quarterback not long after that. But they said it was totally based on on-field performance and not anything that was going on outside of the stadium. But the team, by all accounts and by everything that they have said publicly, what we know privately, that they backed him up through this entire thing and said that they would support him and they were giving money toward his organization.
Alex, teammates were primarily on Colin Kaepernick's side, but what about management and what about ownership? Had they commented on his beliefs and if they were behind him or not?
Yeah, at least publicly, they say that they were behind him and that they support him and they supported what he was doing. And I remember going back to, would he be fined? Would he be penalized? And the team said no, that when it comes to national anthem, a player can do whatever they want to do during that time. It's freedom of their expression, that there's nothing saying they have to stand for the anthem. And if they don't want to, the team wasn't going to and couldn't penalize him, and the league couldn't penalize him either. The team seemed like they were perfectly okay with it. Fans, there were mixed emotions, but it seemed like a lot of the fans just didn't think he was a very good quarterback and would bash him for that, thinking that he could have done a whole lot better. Last season, things didn't go so well. The Niners have had a rough time the last couple of seasons. So there are a lot of fans who just say that they want something else in terms of a leader on the field, but if it's because of what he was doing when it came to the national anthem, a lot of the fans, when we talked to them, would say, he can do whatever he wants to do. Fans from other teams seem to have a lot of problems with it. Folks in the Bay Area didn't seem to.
It's always interesting when a quarterback refuses to do something. Here in Chicago, we had a guy, Jay Cutler, who refused to throw complete passes.
Don't you hate that?
Yes. Very upsetting.
Although it's funny because, Alex, you just said, you know, fans just didn't think he was doing a good job, so they would bash him. That's right. We're fans that bash our players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's how it is.
Will some other guy, do you think, pick up this particular taking a knee, or do you think it's over and done with in the NFL?
Well, yeah, there are other players who have been doing it, and we don't know what they're going to do. And publicly, Kaepernick hasn't said. This is, again, his buddies, those close to him, apparently, who are speaking to ESPN. That other members of the NFL and the NBA and other sports may decide to continue on, or they may take his guidance here and say, okay, he's not doing it. He started it. He's not doing it. We're not going to do it any longer either. We don't know. We'll have to see come August what begins happening.
And Alex, just so I'm clear on this, because I'm not sure I understand this, it's his decision to not pick up this option year, right? As far as the 49ers are concerned, they would keep him from another year. It's up to him to decide to opt out.
Yeah, he's opting out right now. It was up to him. The team said they wanted him to stay for the final year.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he wants to become a free agent next year.
Huh. How about that? Well, we appreciate it, Alex. Thanks so much for keeping us up to date on this.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That's
have a good
Alex
day.
Stone.
You too, Alex.
Absolutely. Alex Stone of ABC News.